Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's been a muggy, rainy, kind of breezy kind of week here along the Great Gulf Coast, but it looks like that's fixing to end. We got some cooler weather coming behind it. Some of you listening to me may already be in it. Let's talk to Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. Robbie, looking at the radar, either you are just went through the worst part of it or about to get it, but it's moving through your way and should be out of there probably in the next hour, an hour and a half. What's it look like?
Well, We just got a heavy downpour, and now it's just like a little light drizzle. But I was looking on the radar, and I think there's another wave going to – it looks – that wave that's coming out of the Gulf here, it looks like it's going to get us. But, you know, I mean, it could fall apart before it gets here. Who knows? But we just got some rain here just like 2 minutes before I came on radio here. It stopped. So, yeah, but I tell you, Don, it's been a pretty ugly week, you know, kind of rainy and misty and foggy and whatever, you know, how it goes with that kind of stuff. But that did not stop the redfish from biting over on the Hopedale side here and up in the Bluxy Marsh. They caught plenty of redfish here in the last couple of days. The guys who braved it and went out. I had a couple charter captains who did fish, and we even started to see a few trout showing back up. So that tells me water temperature. Now, the water temperature gauge over here at Shell Beach must be stuck on 49 because I know the water's not 49 degrees anymore. You know, it's 49.9, it says, but in Bay Gardene yesterday, the water was 60 degrees, so I know the water temperature is warming up. And it's not at 49 degrees or more. There's no way it could be that cold. But nevertheless, we started to see a few trout showing up in the ship channel here yesterday. So they're telling me water temperatures are coming up because I haven't seen a trout bite in probably 3 weeks. So, you know, right before that big cold front came through. So, things are changing. And starting for the better. So, hey, I think tomorrow is probably going to be the better day to fish. But, hey, it's, like I always say, if Saturday's your day and you want to come on down, we got tanks full of live shrimp here. So, you know, we got you. Just need people to show up.
You know, Robbie, this is one of those days where if you're planning on fishing, you got to keep your eye on the radar because it's hard to judge exactly when it's going to blow through, but it is going to go through and it's going to switch that wind around and going to be some dry temperatures. Temperatures are going to be dropping later on this evening into tonight, and the next week looks like it's going to be gorgeous as far as the rainfall coming and some pretty moderate temperatures. So, but, you know, you just got to have a good radar plan and watch it, and you can be sitting on go. And as soon as it clears your area where you're going to fish, you can go out and get them.
That's right. That's right. You got to pay attention to that radar. That's a fact. And like I said, Don, you know, with a few trout showing up in the ship channel here, I think, and you know, the tide's coming in. We got a good tide range. The tide's up pretty good right now. I think you could put some fish in the box today if you want to brave it. But, you know, we're winding down on deer season. So I think here in the next couple of weeks, I think people are going to get back into fishing mode. You know, duck season ending and, you know, deer season winding down. I think people will start getting back up into fishing mode and and you know, here in the next couple of weeks and start fishing again. So, well, you know, we should start seeing some more people out.
Robbie, if somebody's headed into the Chip Channel to do some speckled trout fishing, what should they bring with them? Do you have any live shrimp, or are they using something else?
Oh yeah, we got tanks full of live shrimp right now. So, yeah, like I said, I would definitely have some live shrimp with me. Just you know, I know a lot of people this time of year like to fish plastics, but I would definitely have some live shrimp, because I think a Campbell's live shrimp on the end of your hook is going to do you a whole lot better right now than a piece of plastic. That's my personal opinion, and I think I would, if I left out of here, I would have shrimp in the boat with me, I promise you.
And maybe some dead shrimp, because a sheephead should be still biting pretty good down there on those rocks, too.
Long rocks are slap full if you wanted to go out there and go do that. If you can get out there, Don, I'm telling you, long rocks has got all you want on them. You can go out there and fill a boat up. I'm telling you, it's silly with them. But nobody's been going out that way to go fish sheephead because, you know, we just haven't had the weather to go out there to do it, you know. So, and then you got to have people fishing. That's the biggest part. You got to have people fishing at this time of the year. And again, you know, they're trying to get that last little bit of deer hunting in. I know some people that's doing some duck hunting stuff and other places going to do this conservation hunts. Hmm. So, like I said, in the next couple of weeks, this will all be out of their system. And pulling a trigger somewhere.
And be cleaning the guns and putting them up and pulling out right. The fishing poles. Robbie, yeah. I had a dense fog advisory for some areas. You know, fortunately, when you get rain, you don't have fog at the same time. You only get one or the other. If we got both of them, it'd really be bad. Did you see any fog on your way down this morning?
None. Not any at all. No fog. It was clear all the way down. From Muro all the way down to here, you know, and usually – if it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be around that cow pasture, Muro cow pasture right there. You know, that's usually the spot. But it was clear all the way to the river and, you know, all the way down. So I don't see any fog anywhere. Just a little light. Like I said, we had a good rain came through a little few minutes ago and some light drizzling right now. And it's probably going to clear up here after a while and just hope to get somebody out. That's all.
Yeah, about the time we get off the air, it should be clear in your area. Now, people further to the east, they're going to have to endure it for a little bit longer. But people back to the west, some of them are already in the clear back there. So just one of those typical wintertime fronts. We'll get it out of here and get some a little bit better weather in to catch some fish. Robbie, hope you have more report for us next week. We'll talk to you then.
Yes, sir. Okay, Don. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo. You'll find him at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach.